पिताजी कौन क्यों पति
करके हम देखने क्या थी तो देखा भी नहीं कभी
We think if we hear from you, there's at least a chance that we can develop this. Otherwise, there's no hope.
You have hope, but what to me? What will be of myself? I cannot laugh. I cannot weep. What to do? I cannot do anything, neither laugh, neither weep. Tamadam, Tatmajar Sitam, Pranata Kamadam, Tatmajar Sitam, Dharani Mandanam, Dheera Mahadi. चरण पंकज संत संतते रमण सुर्पयाणत कामद पद्मजाचित मंदन चरण पंकज संत मंत्रे प्रणत कामदम तो हैज कम इन योर लोटस फीट and their saranagat surrender, then all the desires there, you fulfill all the desires. Those who are pranat, those who are surrender to whom, you fulfill all their desires. In no moment. And one also it will be pranata kamadam. Those who are pranat, those who are surrendered, you give calm in their heart, not less than calm. And this is more superior. Superlative degree, His mercy, Kamadam. Here, Kam means also, Kam means friend, also high quality of life. Kamatmik Bhakta. And if they have come there in the guidance of Kamatmi, then Kamanuga Bhakti can Krishna give Kamadam. Padma Jarchitam Dharani Mandanam. Here all are adjective of Charana Pankajam. The lotus feet of Krishna is kya? Vishesya, noun, and all are adjective. That lotus feet has been always worshipped by Brahma. Padmaj Arkitam. Dharani Mandanam. The lotus feet are the ornaments of Dharani.
Earth.
As they have prayed that your lotus should be, it should be ornament of our heart. So these lotus feet are ornaments of earth, meaning earth's heart. Dheyam apadi. Apadi means apad. If anyone will remember the lotus feet, at once all evils and all obstacles, vipatti means difficulty. Vipatti means difficulty hai na. What is the meaning of vipatti? Calamity, misery. Every kind of misery goes away. How it will go? We'll explain it afterwards. That any gopi will, when Krishna appeared before gopis, after this gopi geet, one came to Krishna and he took Krishna both hands in her hand, and other took Krishna arms on his on her shoulders. Another took Tambul Vitika on her hands. Understand?
Yes.
And another took the lotus feet of Krishna on her breast. Another was so angry in mood, another gopi. And from far away, seeing towards Krishna with the corner of eye and taking her lips,
fighting,
as if she wants to kill Krishna with the arrows of her eye. Not kill, but a shoot, so that Krishna may have pain. And another was seeing towards Krishna as if she will take Krishna in her heart. And another took Krishna by eyes at once in the heart and saw that there is none here, so solitary place. And she embraced Krishna so loudly, fastly, and became full of ananda. And pulak came. No?
Yes.
So dheya mapadi here, by smaran, by remembering, she took Krishna in her heart. No? And his vipatti, his misery, at once went away. What was the misery? If anyone is feeling worldly calamities and miseries, by remembering Krishna face, it will all go away. And this separation mood will only go by meeting Krishna. So by remembering Krishna, they are feeling that Krishna has come in their heart and they are meeting. So this separation mode is also going. Santamanchate. Santaman means always anandadayak. Anandadayak means always pleasant. O Raman, please keep your lotus feet on our heart. Abhihan, so that or all adhibyadhi
mental distress.
Adhibyadhi means itapamriji. Adhibyadhi means all kinds of rogues, disease and calm disease should also go away. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Gopis are telling me, that you always give me us misery, always, whether in meeting or whether in separation, you always give misery, calamity. Then Krishna is telling that why you need me? You should leave me and don't come to me, don't call me, be very far away from me, leave me at all. When they heard this, they felt that Krishna has become angry. And that is why he is telling so. Now they began to please Krishna. So this is sloka they are telling to please Krishna, because Krishna has become man. Krishna also become at some man. So they are telling that santamanchate, you are always pleasant. We have told these words have come out anyhow, but we were not intended to tell life so, but it came out of slip of tongue. You are always so much pleasant. And we need you only, no one else. So they are telling that Krishna may come and give darshan and that separation mood should go away. Pranata Dehina. Two slokas they have told, 13th and 14th. If anyone pranata, surrender soul, You give him all desires fulfilled. You fulfill all kinds of desires. Even anyone, if anyone is aparadhi, aparadhi or
offended,
offensive or offended?
Offended one offended.
If anyone is offended, I am offended, you have done offense and I am offended. Mane? Offend, you are offended. I am offended. No. If anyone is offender, that thing. If anyone is offender and he becomes surrender, you don't mane apeksha nahi karte. Upeksha karona. You
forgive them. You forgive them. They're offended.
You don't neglect. You forgive them. Not forgive only, but give something in affirmative. Affirmative and negative.
Positive.
You give something positive also. For instance, Kalyanag. Kalyanag was biting Krishna in heart, ear,
all over.
जो कि अत्यंत मार्मिक स्थान है, यहाँ पर काटने से आदमी मर जाएगा. Very important places, tender places, where he will cut and at once they will die. If he cuts in feet or here, no certainty that person will die. But if he cuts here or here, so but only for their wife he was rescued. At first they were not praying Krishna. They were silent because they were too stupid. He was not hearing anything of their wives. He was also opposite to their wife, his wife, because always they used to tell that don't be opposite to Krishna. But from beginning he was opposite to Bhakta and Bhagavan both. Garudaj was also Bhakta. He was all one opposition. But he did not listen to them. And he was quite in fighting mood. So he was not hearing. He was not hearing, he was not listening. But when Krishna jumped up on his head and one by one his head were crushed and he began to vomiting
blood.
And then he realized in his heart that it is more powerful than Guru. At that time I escaped. I fled away. But now I cannot flee. I cannot escape. Now I am about to die. And he is so heavy, I could not imagine at all. He told that, oh, now I realize that our wives were telling us that he is not an ordinary person, he is God himself. Now I am realizing something, that it may be that he is God. That is why he is so powerful. So he thought that whoever be, whether he God or anything, but he is so powerful. So he became surrendered, that I am surrendering. And this, when this mood came, his wife at once knew this fact. Some change has come, and now he is submissive, they thought. And then they became so pleased. At first they were thinking in their heart that we don't want to have a husband like this, brutal and opposite of Krishna. He should die. But now they are seeing that some change has come, because Krishna has placed his foot on here. So change must should be. And that change has come suddenly. So now they are praying Krishna that you should have mercy. You should bestow your mercy on that fellow. Now we don't want to be widow, because he has become bhakta, changed and become as bhakta. And now he is praying you for your mercy. When Krishna cannot hear the prayer of this fellow, whether he is Saranagat or not. But when their wife, his wife, began to pray, then Krishna listened and thought that he has come surrender. So I should bestow my mercy to thee. He was actually aparadhi. Aparadhi means? Offender. He was offender. But yet he became surrendered soul. So Krishna did kripa on him. Told that you should go at once to Ramanik Vrit. You should not stay here, because all Brahmasi are fearing from you. So you should go. If you are bhakti now, you will not bite them or you will not give any difficulty. But yes, you should go from here. And he obeyed Krishna. And Krishna told that my fifth temple will be always there, so that Garuda will not tell you anything. He will be in friendly terms with you. So he can. And then he went remembering the footprints of Krishna. So if any aparadhi, offender comes to Krishna and begs the mercy, then Krishna usko kshama kar dete hain, forgive and give his mercy. Padmajarkitam means he was also a offender. Brahma, he has done so many offensive things. He has given boon to Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana and all others. And they become powerful and they fought with Krishna and Ram and others. And in these past times, Brahma came and saw Krishna when he was inside the stomach of Avasura, and he at once saw that a very lightning is moving in the sky, and when Krishna came out of his stomach by mastic head, it was phat gaya. Phat gaya mane?
Cracked open.
Open. Burst. 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 Then Krishna came out and all his companions and corpse came out, and the lightning which was moving in the sky at once came and entered in the lotus feet of Krishna. Brahma saw, and at once he knew that he is none than Krishna. His Supreme Lord. Godhead. Then he wanted to see some other pastimes of Krishna. But he wanted it by his power, that I will cover the power of Krishna by my Maya, and I will see. So he covered cows and cowherd boy and took them to any cave and was watching that what Krishna is doing. He went for a moment, but it was for this earth 1 year. And when he came, he saw that he is playing with cows and boys. Then, who are they? The cops and cowherds. I have given them in cape. So by two heads, four eyes, he began to see forward in cave. And by four eyes, he began to see towards Krishna. And everywhere, there and there, he both, at a time, he saw that both were. He could not decide that who are real one. He tried to discover it, but he was fooled. He saw that both were at a time seen. He then thought that it is not or my Maya, but is Maya of Krishna, that is I am seeing both. So he set up his eyes and flat on the earth, become flat,
fell down,
and weeping. When he opened his eyes, he saw that only Krishna is there, no corpse, nothing, and not one, all corpse, all bansis, all boys, everything became Krishna, Chaturbhuj Krishna. Why he saw this Chaturbhuj Krishna? Because this Aradhya Dev was Chaturbhuj Krishna, not the Garbhodasai Vishnu. So he saw. Then, he is my Aradhya Dev. And when he again shut up his eyes and opened his eyes, he saw that only Krishna in the same position, same sharir, roop. And saw that Krishna is with in his hand dadhi anna, and his mouth is dry, and he is so anxious to inserting all this, as if he don't know anything. So he was offended in the feet of Krishna, because he has given difficulties to Krishna and cows and calves and his pastime. Not only he had done so many offenses, but after that he began to fall on the feet of Krishna and to do so many prayers in Srimad Bhagavat 10:14. Tadastu me bhuri bhago bhave atrava natkatuva tirastam jenaham ekvapi bhavajjananam bhutve niseve taupad tadabhuri bhagyamiha jan kotopi ityadi. All these slokas. He was doing prarthana and watching to Krishna, that you are supreme of supreme. Anyone cannot count, if anyone can count the dust of whole earth, he may count the atoms of what? Kuhasa. Kuhasa ka kya hota hai? Fog. Understand?
Yes.
Atoms of fog, anyone can count. Who can count? Who? Baldev can count.
No?
Nityananda Prabhu can count. But they cannot count the mahima of Krishna. No? They cannot. Because Baldev also failed to count the significance of Krishna when Krishna became so many cops and so many cowherds. Baldev could not knew for a year. And by the mercy of Krishna, he knew. Baldev cannot enter in that state in Rasasthali, and he is not aware of all these things. How he is playing with gopis, dancing with gopis. But he has a very tibra lalasa hai. Desire. And that is why he becomes a Ananda Mandir. To test all these things. No? In Baldeshet he cannot know all these things. So he is telling that first Nag, Nag Mane Kali, and second Brahma, they were offender in the lotus feet of Krishna. But yet when they came in the lotus feet of Krishna and they surrendered themselves, then Krishna had bestowed his mercy to them. Padmajarchidam Dharani Mandalam. Dharani Mandanam. Mandanam means Shobha. Our tilak is Mandan. Ornament and Mandan, there are two classes. Your this is ornament. It is other thing than your body. No?
Yes.
But Mandan, not ornament, but avaran. Avaran. Mandan. By Chitrakala, Makari. Makari, you know? Makari means matsya ekhane. Crocodile na, hinsak jinis na. Crocodile. Fish. Makar means fish, not crocodile. Because they are so much dangerous thing. In Krishna Lila, dangerous thing cannot come. Why this matsya? Matsya means?
Fish.
Fish. Why fish? fish are so calming. Very, very, very. So, if it is a real prem, then their prem also be transferred into prem. If Billa Mangal was lusty person, no? So much lusty. But when he came in the touch of any bhakta and Krishna, his prem became, kaam became, so muts are like these. But when they can come in the touch of Krishna or any bhakta, their lust will be transferred at once in prem. So, Makari means also fish, all sub fish. So Krishna makes this sign, or gopis makes sign on the kapol, on the chiksa. Chik is not good word, but kapol is so best. Kapol. कहाँ गया? धरणी स्वरूप, धरणी मंडन. Your feet are mandan for earth. Here earth, not this earth. And if you can take, gopi always take this earth as Dharani Devi, Dharitri Devi, Bhu Devi. So Bhudevi keeps Krishna feet as an ornament of her breast. So why you will not make your feet as ornament for us? So their inner meaning is this. They want to make Krishna feet an ornament for theirs. But they are also telling, Dharanimandanam. Dharanimandanam means there are two meanings. Also there, breasts is also bhushan of Krishna feet. Understand?
Ornaments for Krishna's feet.
They want to make their bodies and all the parts of their bodies ornament of Krishna feet, hand and body, everything. They also want to make themselves as the ornament of Krishna, to please Krishna. If gopis are with not Krishna, then Krishna cannot look so beautiful. Krishna looks so beautiful when he is with her, gopis only. Otherwise, he is not so best beautiful. So both meaning, ornament of their breast, also ornament of their Krishna feet. So, two things, path, all goes away by remembering the Krishna feet. Have you realized this? Have you realized?
That all misery goes away by meditating on Krishna's feet. Huh?
You have no?
Little.
Huh? We have. Because by remembering only we have come to this place and we have opportunity to meet a Vaishnava like you all. If I was in world, I would have eating the last two fish
माने जैसे गधे के चरण लगते हैं ना, अभी तक हम लोग गधे के चरण दोनों पिछले चरण को खाते, अंडरस्टैंडिंग? एज इफ यू आर इन वर्ल्ड विथ वाइफ एंड चिल्ड्रन देन यू हैव टू ईट व्हाट थिंग दुर्लभ ऑफ एसेस no
yes
only we will eat that thing nothing will and up to this age perhaps we will have been diet no so many anxieties so many things would have come but only by the grace of Lord remembering is that so happy and we are laughing together and chanting no anxiety for how to take meals and hoarding lodging and this celestial building and so much prasansa pratistha garlands from whole world come no so hum log isko anubhav karte hain we realize but by only remembering we will not be satisfied no you will have to keep your face lot of face on our head no or on our body and you should meet us then we will be satisfied He's telling that if anyone is dropped in vipatti, miseries, and if anyone remembers your lotus feet, all vipatti goes away. What is the proof of this? Yujam anjas tarishyatha. Gargacharya has told he is Jyotishi. He knows horoscope. He knows past, future and all vartaman. Trikalarjya. He has told that if anyone takes the shelter of Krishna and remembers Krishna feet, all everything bad goes away at once. Now we are in misery. We are so much in misery. We are in calamity. What calamity?
Separation from Krishna.
It is more than any calamity. So you should dur karna chahiye. You should remove this. How he can remove? Only by showing his face and showing his feet, lotus feet, or giving his lotus feet on the body of our head or anything. Without this, they will not be satisfied and their misery will not go. Santacham. Santacham. Santamancha. Sarva kalyan rup sarva sukhan. Santana means sukh. Here sarva kalyan. By doing ordinary sadhan bhakti, every kind of dukkha aprarabdha, prarabdha, kuta, avidya, everything goes away. But why our all miseries are not going? Why? Why are not miseries are going? Why? Because that not surrender soul, soul. And miseries are going, but Krishna sees that without any practice, they will not have my prem. And their karma has gone up, so they will have no birth and death. And by, without by birth, how can they will practice prem? So Krishna creates some prarabdha karma, and so that they may take birth and then they will practice. If anyone has taken Harinam, he heard here Hari Katha, pastimes of Krishna, everything goes away, all karma. If all karmas has been gone, prarabdha, there is no prarabdha karma, then how they will practice bhakti? So Krishna creates something by his mercy so that they may have this body and come to this world and they will have associations of bhakta. So by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna creates prarabdha karma. And in that prarabdha karma there are sukh and dukh also both. Why? Because if there is no dukh, there will be no separation mood. And without separation mood, without dukkha, they cannot practice, they cannot tell Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Weeping with tears,